So at night you could hear that ratting again. So my wife had some peanuts in there, ain't that with me? So that's what I figured it set at the fire, so it caught in that closet and had a nigga was waking for me. He come and of course it rung a big old bell I had out there, and I was way over yonder, the wind was blowing. I just happened to look over this way and look like the whole world was afire. Mm-hmm. I told a nigga to wake me, I said, run him if you beat me there, save my trunk. I had my valuable papers, deeds and everything. But when I got here, this poor fire and that nigga, and he said, Miss Anna May, he got up on top, but he couldn't get him water fed enough. And he said, it's in the closet. But I opened the door in the closet, and when he did, the blade shot out of that, and that gave it the air, you know, and he just done got hot in there. And
I think they saved the piano.
Did you save your trunk?
Yeah, they saved the trunk. I got you in time to get that.
It wasn't that piano, was it?
That's mine.
I had 3 hogs of meat in a pantry back there. I just smoked, you know, killed them. So niggas eat meat around here. And my sister let me alone. I could have went back there and pissed it out of back window, you know, while the main house was burning. And saved hams, and, you know, because she just had a fit, though. She couldn't stand me. So, that was it. So then a cousin would have saw me around load of lumber company down here. And they told me, said, Jim, you cut your logs and get them where we can load them and you come back yimp. And I did, you get all the nigger help you want, being men, you know what I'm doing. And so I got them out there and they sold my lumber for me, and I stacked it and went on and made a crop. And then just about September, I got through the crop. I got the 2 carbon and jumped on you. Get a carbon of them for him. One, he had needed work so bad he said he would work for $1 a day. So another old man was a high push, and he wanted $2 a day. You couldn't get one to $2 an hour now, you know.
No, you sure could.
So I said, no, I'll pay you what I paid him. Both of you paid the same. So he could drive 10 nails to that other old man, one, you know. So, but anyway, we got it finished out. And some of them, now the man that built that chimney and another chimney back on the 2 fireplace, building them rough things out there, and be on a well covered rock out there, and you have an idea what how much he charged it?
I couldn't guess, I'm sure.
$21.
That's incredible.
$21.
You couldn't even get him to put in one day now for $21.
He said, particularly me, says, all I want you to do now, every evening when I quit, says you get me a 1/2 pint of liquor.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Well, it took that to satisfy him.
Yeah, I reckon you did. I assume what you got to do. You got to do. You play the piano?
I play by ear.
You do?
That piano I was just looking. It was made in 1876. I want you to see it. You don't believe me?
I believe you. Why don't you play me something on it? I want to see how it sounds.
No, not...
Well, I'll turn the recorder off if you want me to. I want to see how it sounds. You want me to turn the tape recorder off and let you play for me? I'd like to hear just something, you know, short something, okay?